Paul, is that an example of a game where maybe, especially through two periods, not at your best, but you're able to grind it out and pull it out in the end?
Well, I'd be real, real careful about what our best looks like. They played a hell of a game. They're rolling, right? That's as they were just like that, and then some last night. So you knew going into the game that it was not going to get the puck wasn't going to get moved well or easily. They knock as many pucks down as any team I've seen. Real good, quick team. So there'd be things that we want to do better. But that game wasn't going to look like you would hope it would. It hasn't for any of their opponents. Nobody's beat them in regulation. They are on fire right now, and they're lots of confidence, and they're moving the puck, and they're skating real well. And we had our challenges all night with them, and still found a way to create some pretty good offense there. Their guy made some real good saves. Fortunately for us, our guy was, Lauren was fantastic tonight. He was just a continuation, really, of his training camp. Had a very strong camp, and for those of you who watch his practice every day, you saw an awful lot of that in practice, right? He gets across the net powerfully and read the play well and competes in the net. So, we're a hockey team like the other 30 that you have to get better, right? We just keep working at getting better. There were some positives tonight. Brian Little's line now was a threat and created some things in a tough game to do that, scored a game winner. And so that's really strong. Josh Morrissey, we know, has been a battler back there without Buff. Big, heavy minutes, power play time. Gets an assist on that. So there were other things we liked. I think Lowry's line still holding water, creating chances, playing against a big, strong line. So there was some good in that game, too. I didn't expect it to be one that we would be sending out with the first season tickets brochures at the start of the year. But we knew going in it wasn't going to look like that.
In terms of Lauren's game, he's obviously a very confident goalie, and he's talked about having a bit of a chip on his shoulder. Obviously wants to prove any doubters or critics. Did you then get a sense that when he got his chance that we were going to see something like this from him?
We would, based on what we know of him, we thought he'd come in and compete real hard in the net. He's an aggressive guy. He's a powerful man, very, very physically very strong. He pushes hard, gets across the net, and he can hold the post, and it happened a bunch of times tonight, and hold that line with his strength. So as good as he was, it wouldn't be a whole lot different than what we've seen. He didn't overplay his game tonight. He's been that strong.
Paul, both Brian and Patrick in the last 2 days have talked about the need to support each other more. Did you see more of that from them tonight?
Absolutely, and it's on the game-winning goal before the puck comes out of the zone. Patty does a real nice job hanging on the puck. We haven't had enough of that line, just containing it. Nikki comes over, we make a play, but now they're moving right because of their original positioning, and the counter happens, and Mo going down the wall, but Nick Ehlers drives, middle lane drives that. He doesn't open up into Brian's space. So he creates that by a real simple, basic, go to the net, drive the net hard, not more fancy, and then that lane is open and hasn't been open for those guys or tonight for Mark's line. At times it's not open unless we get that hard drive to the net. So they did it. They took real basic hockey, and then their skills comes out because it's over on Brian's stick, and that's not easy, taking that across the body and putting it upstairs. So really pleased with this, what I think is the starting point of what they can do.
What'd you think of Kulikov's season debut?
Yeah, good for this is not the kind of game necessarily that you want to come into because it's going to happen real fast and there aren't easy or clean outs. So, yeah, I was pleased for where he came from. That's a tough game to jump into.
Can we just talk very briefly about the business of hockey this afternoon? There was a move with Dano. Can you sort of walk us through the waivers, how that works?
Oh, I am not the business part of this operation. Well, we would have now in a situation with Nick Patan coming back that we had to open up a roster spot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the difficulty with Marco, of course, is he's no longer waiver exempt. Is that a tough decision for you guys?
It's difficult. But there's more to this. First of all, the Winnipeg Jets come first, so we would keep the guys that we had kind of next in line for a game. But Marco has been an outstanding professional last year. He went through the entire year kind of dealing with this, not being in. And we want to give him an opportunity to play. And if he gets picked up, he'll get an opportunity to go somewhere and play. And if not, we'll look at getting him a chance to play with the Moose. But he's too young to go through what he went through last year.